According to a recent survey conducted by the Pew Global Attitudes Project, the image of the United States has steadily declined around the world in recent years. This includes traditional allies such as Great Britain and Spain. In both those nations, the survey found, America's image has declined more than 20% since 2000. Representative William Delahunt of the northeastern state of Massachusetts says this trend will have a lasting negative impact on U.S. foreign policy if it continues.
Because without the support of people in nations that are traditional allies of the United States, we will not have partners in the war on terrorism.
Roger Dow, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Travel Industry of America, says the negative image of the U.S. around the world is also affecting a vital area of the nation's economy.
Over the past 12 years, we've lost 33% of our market share of international travelers. So this has been going on a long time. One share point, if we could just improve by one share point, that's 8 million visitors, $15 billion in revenue, 150,000 jobs.
The decline has spurred Dow and other leaders of the U.S. travel and tourism industry to launch a new initiative called Discover America Partnership. The program aims to attract 10 million more visitors to the United States each year. One of the leaders of the new initiative is Jay Rasulo, who serves as chairman of Walt Disney Parks and Resorts. During a press conference in Washington earlier this week, Rasulo said the program would utilize people-to-people diplomacy to improve America's sagging image in the international community.
But in the effort to win hearts and minds, we have a unique card to play. That card is an invitation to visit America, to meet our people, and to experience firsthand our values. Because to see America is to believe in America.
The initiative cites research that found a 42% increase in favorable opinion of the U.S. among those who have visited the country. Stephen Porter, the president of Intercontinental Hotels Group and chairman of Discover America Partnership, says the program will encourage international visitors to go beyond the usual tourist attractions in the United States.
Certainly there are arrival places like Washington, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco that seem to always get a disproportionate share of initial arrivals. But clearly as people return for the second trip and as people come for longer periods of time, it is tremendous to discover the heartland, to sort through the Great Lakes, to go down to the Gulf Coast, to better understand Florida, to go all the way up to Alaska and, of course, Hawaii.
Travel and tourism officials say potential visitors face a more difficult bureaucratic process to obtain travel visas to enter the United States since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. They are supporting a joint initiative by the State Department and the Department of Homeland Security that would streamline the process using new technology while maintaining border security. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.